Welcome to the Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast, your best podcast spot for all things Cleveland Guardians baseball. Presented by WaitingForNextYear.com. Follow Matt on Twitter at Dairy Speaks and Todd at TDGuardiansKU. The Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast is on the air.
All right, folks, it's the start of December. Let's do a, I don't know if we're going to call this an emergency version or emergency podcast, but it is Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast, WaitingForNextYear.com, the Evergreen Podcast Network. It is Matt Dairy, Todd Dairy with you on this rainy Friday. Some news when it comes to the Guardians and a lot of rumors out there about trades, Shane Bieber, and even Todd, who pointed this out to me this morning via text. Emmanuel Clase, according to Jeff Passan, could be on the trading block. What direction is this franchise going? Because I have no idea, but we got to get into it. We're brought to you by Rise and Grind Fitness, of course, Center for Advanced Dentistry, Breaking Tea t-shirts at breakingtea.com/dairy. The proprietor of Rise and Grind Fitness.
Managing partner.
Is that what it is?
Managing partner. Yes, I am one of four, and I am the managing partner.
Nice get today, finding this article by Jeff Passan. Oh,
I mean, let me just say that what popped up was it was a tweet from Passan, and it was about the article, and it was like talking about where's Juan Soto going, and you know, Shane Bieber, and you know, the usual names, Dylan Cease, and then it said, and Clase was the last name listed, and I was like, what is going on here? We haven't talked
since. He's not making any money. I don't understand for next year.
Well, he will, though, because of that extension. It is going to tear up.
Right. Now. But not this year.
No. So let me just start off by saying, hey, Manny.
Yeah.
All right. Let me just start by saying this. The Bally's TV situation, while we poo-pooed it last year and we talked about it, it is starting to rear its ugly head. And, you know, we did not have a podcast after, you know, we didn't need to. I'm sure everybody, if you're listening to this podcast, you know Cal Quantrill was DFA'd and eventually traded to Colorado for, you know, an A-ball catcher. And he was scheduled to be arbitration eligible for about $6 million plus. And the Guardians decided that was too rich for their blood. For some reason, they have their five starters for the most part set if Shane Bieber sticks around. So they felt as though Cal Quantrill, based on his performance last year, was expendable. Now, I happen to disagree with that. He had one bad year. Do I think Cal's the greatest thing since sliced bread? No. Do I think that Cal is a serviceable arm that you should keep in the organization? Absolutely. The Guardians used, I believe, 16 starting pitchers last year.
It was high.
You have no idea if Tristan McKenzie is going to be 100% next year. You assume he will be, but he basically missed the whole season. Yeah. Shane Bieber missed basically half the season and then came back and did a little showcase action in late September. And then you got the three kids. You're going to lean on Gavin Williams and Tanner Bibee and Logan Allen. But again, this is just their second year of pro ball. Now you're going to say, okay, you three, have fun pitching 200 innings, 100%. The book's out on you now. Let's see if you can adjust. I don't, the backup plans after that are not spectacular either. So, you know, you're looking at guy, you know, Hunter Gaddis again, and I think we know what he is. Xavion Curry was great in his role out of the pen last year and ended up in the rotation. They just signed Jaime Barilla to a minor league contract who had been a swing guy for the Angels for the last 5 years, but you're not hearing a lot of great things. And then Joey Cantillo.
Possibly mention the name Jaime Barilla before you mentioned Joey Cantillo.
I just said, and Joey Cantillo.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I did. Yeah. So, you know, again, it's a lot of unproven stuff. If we know anything about baseball is that you need more than five solid arms.
Sure.
We don't want to be picking up waiver wire crap and starting them. I mean, you remember how many years ago it was when it was like the rotation was like JC Mejia was pitching all the time.
Who else
were some of those clowns that we were seeing? You know, just guys that we knew that weren't it. So I don't know. I thought that the Cal Quantrill decision was a little head scratching, but they even came out, Chris Antonetti basically came out and said it was a money move. And the fact that it's $6 million and it's a money move to cut payroll, and now out of nowhere, Jeff Passan, who's one of the most well-respected writers, national writers in baseball, is leaking Clase's name? I don't think it's a coincidence. I'm not saying they're going to trade him, but they're listening. Obviously, they're listening.
Well, hold on. So you're right. You're right on a lot of things there, but Cal Quantrill's money was offset by the trade for Scott Barlow. So,
who, by the way, was bad last year.
Right, but I think can be fixed as a good, solid seventh, eighth inning guy. I'm not sold he's a closer. Didn't help he that owned, he was playing. He was playing.
We owned his ass too. We owned his ass. We owned his ass.
Well, for years. But to me, Scott Barlow is a nice addition at $7 million as a very good setup man in the right spots with a good pitching coach, and I think pretty good defense behind him. Something that certainly he had a couple of years ago when he had like Michael Taylor out there, and then. I don't know. I'm not telling you I'm breaking Royals games down. I'm just saying that the way that was put was when they signed Barlow, well, we wouldn't have been able to do this without DFAing Cal Quantrill. So I get all that. I'm an, you know, we used to refer to, you know, Cal Quantrill as the ambassador of Quan. I was a fan. I liked him. I think he was had really good years with us. But unfortunately, you're not paying in this marketplace. You're not paying your sixth starter, $6.5 million. Not when you've got at the moment Bieber, Bibee, McKenzie, Williams, and Allen. And like we said, Cantillo showed at the AAA level last year that he's probably ready for this level. That's six. You mentioned Gattis. They like him. They've given him numerous opportunities over the last couple of years. They probably think maybe next year he's decent. Plus, what else do they like about Hunter Gattis? He's cheap. So, and controllable. So that I could get the Quantrill, oh, and we used his money to get Barlow excuse. I can use that. What I can't use is what you sent me this morning, which is your all-star closer who, yes, blew 12 saves and really was off his game last year. There was talk of, well, what about the baby that his girlfriend or fiance or whomever was having? And he looks off. You met him at the season ticket holder day. You said he was weird. He wasn't engaged.
I didn't say he was weird. I said of all of the people that were there, he seemed the least interested in being there. That's what I said.
Least. So,
hey, Manny.
Hey, Manny. So he was off last year. There was something was amiss, whether it was the pitch clock, rushing him, velocity was down, whatever it was. But he still was an all-star because people around the league, whether it was players, coaches, whomever, felt he still is really good and his stuff is still plays and he's really young and he's cheap. Also, they signed him to a long-term deal where next year he's only making $2.5 million.
Yep.
So if they're shopping him, I'm hopeful that the shopping and whispering to pass and to put that on ESPN.com is Manny hasn't been working hard. Manny's been off his game. Let's hope it's just a message sender, but if it's legit, that they're trying to save money on their all-star closer, then just blow this thing up. Someone call the commissioner and step in. Can we get Paul Dolan out of here? If we're really doing this and cost cutting, because well, our TV deal's no good. What is this sport? The Minnesota Twins are on Bally's. The Detroit Tigers are on Bally's. The Pittsburgh, not Pittsburgh, they're on the other one.
Texas Rangers.
Other teams are on there too. What the hell is this?
Well, last year, I believe it was San Diego and Arizona were the two teams that MLB had to take over the broadcast. I read an article this week in The Athletic about this, and it looks like that's what the Rangers and the Guardians are going to have to do. Now, the Rangers were getting over $120 million as compared to the Guardians' $55 million. Here's the difference. The Rangers just won the fucking World Series.
Right.
And they just bought Kyle Seager, Marcus Semien, and the injured
DeGrom.
Jacob DeGrom. So there's a big difference.
They also bought at the deadline and rented guys like Jordan Montgomery who weren't cheap.
Who was great.
So, right. That is a commitment from ownership. And I don't want to be the Dolan's cheap guy. I don't.
None of us do.
What's that?
None of us do.
But
listen, when it comes down to everything but the spending, I love him as Paul Dolan as an owner. I do. I mean, when he's not talking, should I say. I love the stability stuff. He's made good hires. You know, everything is good in the community. Everybody says he's a lovely man. So everyone loves working for you. Talk to Hammy. Hammy's your boy. You've talked to Hammy. Hammy speaks the world of him, and Hammy might not want to work for another owner. I'm not even kidding. So
Tom Hamilton is also close personal friends with the executive producer. Just kidding.
Yes, he is. That is true.
Talk about a class guy.
The executive producer or Hammy?
Both. No, well, Hammy did a great video. Yes. Hammy did a great video for the executive producer's 50th. So did Zach Meisel. These are great people. You're right about Paul Dolan, but if we're sitting here on December 1st, or by the way, free agency is here. There are needs for this baseball team. And we're sitting here going, well, the TV deal. There's always an excuse. But it's getting old.
You're totally right. I agree completely with you. And if you can't, you know, here's the big problem. It's like the one time, you know, the times that they ever go out and sign anyone for free agency, it, you know, big money, which is very rare, it doesn't work out. I mean, Josh Bell did not work out. Mike Zunino for $6 million isn't big money. That didn't work out. The main problem we're having here is we all know you need more in this lineup. The corner outfield situation, right field in particular, center field, it's a shit show. You have three black holes in the lineup every night at a minimum. So you have to get better bats. The reason why I think this Class A thing is being floated is because they know that the only way for them, the Shane Bieber trade market is going to be next to nothing at this point. I think they're going to end up holding him because he has 1 year of club control left. He's a free agent at the end of the year. I think that we know he's not an ace anymore. He's more of a middle of the rotation starter. And while I love Shane, he's on the downside at this point. He's going the wrong way. Okay.
No question.
2 years ago, you could have gotten more for him than you did now, but we were going for it. So you didn't want to trade him. Last year was the time to trade him and he got hurt is the problem. Because if he was pitching on his game and we were out of it, you would have had two pennant races that a team could have given you, like Baltimore, who had no starting pitching for the most, Kyle Bradish being their, you know, number one guy. Baltimore would have been a great fit, two playoff runs, whatever. He got hurt, it didn't happen. So now you look up and you see Class A. Yes, he led the league in saves, also led the league in blown saves. According to Passan, you know, the Guardians now are open to dealing with him, which is we're open to dealing pretty much everybody every year except for Jose. He has a $2.5 million contract for this year, $4.5 million in 2025, and $6 million in 2026, which is so cheap.
It's a steal. It's a steal.
So if you say to a contending team or someone who's loaded with prospects who's looking for a back-end guy, hey, he's cheap, he leads the league in saves, he's still got his 99-mile-per-hour cutter, you know, and his 91-mile-per-hour slider, someone may open up their, you know, open up the coffers and give you what you want for him. And so I think that this is out there because he's their most marketable trade piece. You could make Barlow into a closer if you had to. Ugh. And hopefully add on. Now, I don't particularly love Barlow.
I'm done.
At all. But I think that that's the thinking. But again, it comes back to if you can't keep Class A and you can't improve your lineup with free agency and you have no other tradable pieces, because then what are we doing here? Give me an owner who doesn't care about money and treats this as his toy. And this is the same conversation we've been having for a decade.
For years. And I mean, I think you're spot on with that. I think that maybe you're right. Class A could be your meal ticket to getting you that right field bat that you need. But if that's the case and you're constantly cutting off your nose despite your face, or, you know, three steps forward, two steps back. Okay. And then just to sit here and go, oh yeah, we're going to just insert Barlow right into that bullpen. Okay. Instead of Class A. Okay. Then who's setting up Barlow? The guy that was a complete disaster last year in Trevor Stephan. James Karinchak is still on the 40 man. The guy's an embarrassment. So like, oh, Ronaldo Lopez was awesome last year. He's gone because the Atlanta Braves spent $10 million a year on him. And they're going to make him a starter, which is what he wants. And if he doesn't work out as a starter there, he goes back to the bullpen. He would have been a great keep. But of course he left. Like,
you knew that Lopez was never coming back. You knew
I know, but he was too rich for our blood.
And
the fan in me was hopeful, but you know.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, to your point, you look up at the bullpen now all of a sudden. Let's say you do end up trading Class A. And, you know, you get the big bats that you need. I've said this 150 times. Here comes 151. Nothing ruins a season like a bad bullpen. It doesn't matter how good your lineup is. Doesn't matter how good your starting pitching is. If your bullpen sucks, you ain't winning shit. That's the bottom line.
So you trade Class
Scott Barlow, but if Scott Barlow at age 30 at this point, coming off his worst season as a pro, is going to be your closer, and you are like, okay, Sam, Big Sam had a bad year. Stefan had a bad year. Those are your two key setup guys. 99 is worthless at this point. I am stunned they didn't DFA him or non. Although, is the non-tender deadline happened yet? Or is that separate from, like, I think the non-tender thing
has still been non. He can still be non-tendered, I think.
I'm stunned he hasn't been non-tendered yet. But at the end of the year, it was Lopez. Lopez is now gone. De Los Santos, my guy, has been traded for Barlow.
I'm going to miss DLS.
A lot of question marks. A lot of question marks out there.
Yeah.
So, and it's not like the Guardians are going to go out and, you know, sign a bunch of guys to the bullpen. That never happens. It's usually, let's take a flyer on someone like DLS and see if we can.
Well, there's, you know, guys. There's guys in the minors, and there's guys that could fill back in. Cody Morris will come back up and fill back in. And he has good stuff.
They love Cade Smith, right?
Right. Cade Smith.
What about the Sandman? He was good and bad last year. He was up, he was down. Nick Sandlin.
Get out of here. Come on.
He's making the team. Who are you kidding?
I'm even done with him.
For stretches, he was the best guy you had. He also was the worst guy you had for stretches.
They
also,
all were bad. Even big. And I'm Morgan. A huge.
Come on.
This is just a nightmare. I mean, I'm trying to be positive here, but what the heck is.
No, that? We're being real. We got to be real.
To see Class A's name in that piece and Jeff Passan, the Passan program. Remember Rich
Pride
Passan?
Pride of soul in Ohio. Come on.
To see Jeff write that is just. It's a kick in the gut because that's the one. He's so controllable. He's so cheap and he's good.
Even his club options for 27 and 28 are only 10 million.
I mean, that contract was a masterpiece. It's a beauty.
Yep.
And you're going to blow that up because, well, we can't spend. Well, our TV deal is really screwing us. When someone call the commissioner and go, what is going on in Cleveland? Can someone step in and help us? This is BS.
It's way worse in other places. What are you talking about? At least we compete. Imagine being a Buccos fan. I mean, they haven't. What about the Tigers? These teams are, you know.
The Tigers just signed Kenta Maeda. And I'm not a Kenta Maeda fan. Yeah, I think that's dumpster diving. But 2-2 at 24 is ridiculous. But yeah. At least they went and spent some money.
Yeah, they gave money to Eduardo Rodriguez, who was good last year. You know, they're at least they're showing that they're trying.
What about that Javi Baez contract?
Woo. He's not opting out. So
no, he opted in.
Of course he did.
And now his opt-out's gone. His opt-out was only after 2 years. So now he has to stay for the next three
more. That's what I'm saying. Like, but if you were him, would you opt out?
No.
Shit on the open market.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's very frustrating. It's very aggravating. You know.
All right. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
This Jim Bowden rumor. And I know Jim Bowden's kind of a, you know, he big top Bowden. I mean, he's a bit of a clown.
A bit of a clown?
Okay. But in theathletic.com, he did write today, like six trades he could see happening. And one of them was Shane Bieber to the Braves for Vaughn Grissom. Basically, and another minor league arm. Vaughn Grissom, if you recall, ended the World Series last year when he struck out or whatever it was.
I think it was his first at bat of the playoffs, too. But I'm pulling it up here. Yes. I
22 years old, could play short, second, and left field, and is one of their top
third.
Prospects.
Not that he's playing third.
didn't win the shortstop job last year for the Braves. Arcia won it, and people were surprised. Braves fans want to see this kid. He's 22. But if it's a numbers game and Atlanta's desperate for starting pitching because they didn't get Sonny Gray, they didn't get who else did Atlanta go after? Was it Jordan Montgomery?
Aaron Nola.
Aaron Nola they wanted. Maybe they would try to go for Bieber. Like I said, Jim Bowden, most of the stuff he writes is kind of laughable. This wasn't bad. I would take Vaughn Grissom, of course.
Well, here's the thing. There's a lot of starters who could be available.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're hearing about Corbin Burns. You're hearing about Dylan Cease. You're sure. Hearing about Tyler Glasnow or who is the other one on Tampa?
Ron Glasnap? Oh, he could throw out the first pitch.
He got to throw out the first pitch.
But not me. He's the pusher, not me.
Yellow ones, red ones, cocaine grinder. Okay. So here, did you say Sonny Gray?
Yeah.
As a free agent? Okay. So,
the Braves' two top targets were Gray and
Nola.
Nola, and they're both Gray. Yeah. Nola stayed in Philly, and Gray went to St. Louis. St. Louis's rotation, the average age is like 35. Have you seen that?
Yes. Yes. They just signed Lance Lynn, Kyle Gibson, and
Sonny Gray's not old, not young anymore. He's in his mid 30s.
No. Yeah. So in the meantime, I like Vaughn Grissom was once their number one guy. I mean,
correct. Number one prospect going into last season.
Yes. Yeah, second round pick. You know, again, he would have to play the outfield.
Right.
You know, he's a stolen base. You know, he's got a little pop, stolen base. You know, he's a steal guy.
Or he plays second, Jimenez plays short, and Arias plays right.
Are we going to get back into the Gabby versus Brian Rocchio? What about Brian Rocchio? Come on.
Hey, why don't we package one of our zillion middle infielders? Oh, wait. Nobody thinks they have value except us.
What is this? The Dairy Brothers tribe cast from 3 years ago? Remember all those glutted middle infielders? We're going to
pack right. them together. We can't trade Tyler Freeman. We can't trade Juan Brito. We can't trade Gabe Arias. We can't trade Brian Rocchio.
Let's hold on to all of them until they have no value again.
There's 17 of them.
Yeah. Again, the front office really fucked that up. I mean, they really did. They did. We held every single one of these guys.
Max fucked it up for everybody.
That's right. And then the one they did, the guys they didn't decide to keep were Will Benson and Nolan Jones, and they were they were exactly what they needed last year.
I love it. A couple weeks ago, Nolan Jones finished like third for the rookie of the year. I'm like, oh.
And remember, there was a bit early in the year last year. It's like, oh, look at his slash numbers away from Coors. By the end of the season, they were like even splits.
Yeah, he had a really good year. They love him in Colorado.
Yeah. Well. Don't you know that
you're a grown-up? I'm a grown-up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown-up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown-ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown-Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown-Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, genxgrownup.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, you think that was good enough?
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right. I've never done it. No, right.
I don't know. I'm with you. I'm very frustrated. I'm frustrated with just everything. I mean, I'm happy about Steven Vogt. I like that. I like that we got a new voice. I like that some of the staff, including Carl Willis, you know, was kept on board. I am not thrilled that we don't have Sendemann Sarby coaching third anymore. But
where did he go? So he went somewhere. I missed it. Someone said Sarbaugh got another job. I didn't see it. I was
whoever has him is the best third base coach in the league.
I don't know if he's third base coaching. Google it. I thought of it because I was
Sarbaugh.
I was in international waters when that went down, and I couldn't.
He is the third base coach for Josh Bieber's New York Mets.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we remember the last time a Guardians coach went to the Mets. Didn't work out
Mickey.
Real well.
That perv, how'd that work Callaway?
LinkedIn Mick.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Mercy. Good times. Good times.
Yes. So, yeah, I don't know.
Are we signing Tommy Pham in like March? Is that what's going to happen?
We've talked about signing Tommy Pham for four years. I swear. He's like every year he gets a 1-year deal and he's good. He gets traded at the deadline and then he signs somewhere else and gets traded at the deadline. I don't even want to look at free agent. There's no point in having that conversation because we're not signing anybody. That's not going to happen.
Hey, we'll do the late signing thing and get excited about it, like with Hanley Ramirez and who was the other guy right after Hanley that we signed? And he was
Carlos Gonzalez. We had him.
What a disaster!
Remember, they like brought him up and they instantly hit him fourth for like a week,
and his swing was so long. Like, he was this cooked. Guy.
I was excited about him. I won't lie.
So was I. We got sucked in.
Hanley. I feel like that happens every year. There's always a reliever that they sign that turns into being somebody good. Like every single year that happens. And there's always someone that they sign. Remember they signed a BJ Upton one spring, didn't make the team.
Yeah.
It's always something like that.
Maybe we'll trade for Eloy Jimenez.
I'll take him.
Yeah. He's
a dog. Can't play the outfield though.
He's a total dog. He tries like twice a week.
He's a DH.
Yeah. You can't. We already have a DH and a first base.
Yes, we do.
As I've said on this show
before. Kyle Manzardo.
As I've said on this show before, if Kyle Manzardo is not in the opening day lineup, there should be an investigation.
I think that they should extend him. How about that?
Manzardo?
Yes. Go to the John Hart route. Get him signed.
He hasn't played yet. How about extending Josh Naylor?
You see what the Brewers are doing with their top prospect?
But that guy's like a top five prospect in all of baseball.
That's true. Here's the good news. When they traded Aaron Civale and everyone freaked out, Civale was terrible in Tampa. So this could turn out to be a really big steal if Manzardo is as good as we're hoping he's going to be.
Let him play. Let him play, please.
Well, there's no reason to keep him down. If he starts that season in AAA, if Miles Straw's in center and Manzardo's in Columbus, I may not go to a game next year.
You know I'm not. I already told you that.
Can we talk about my season ticket situation?
Yes, please.
This is probably going to be the last year.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, my seats, they're moving into this premium club, and they're now going to be $275 a ticket, so I've already told them no. I can't afford that. Hold on.
Back up. How much were they last year?
On average, about $88 a ticket.
The ticket was $88 a ticket.
Yes.
Now it's $275?
On average, because some games are $75, some games are $120.
But on average, it's $275 a ticket?
No, on average, right now, this will be the last season. On average, it's $88. It will be $275 every game. And that gets me into their premium club with the food, unlimited alcohol, high-end food is what I was told, not club food, high-end food.
Okay.
Not that I could afford it. I don't know who they think. This isn't New York. I don't know who they think is going to buy these tickets. There's only 700 of them available, I guess, because it's only, I think it was sections 148 to 158 in the first five rows.
Shouldn't they finesse you a little bit and go, all right, Todd, if you don't want to be in this section anymore, we're going to put you in another comparable to where you are now price range, and it won't be, it's not like you're going to be sitting in the upper deck.
No, they did. I could move up in my section, but I'm finding it harder and harder as someone who goes to, 40 games a year. Number one, as my current situation with,
you're busy. You're a busy guy.
Day, it's not the easiest thing for me to go to as many games as I want to. That's number one.
Right.
Number two, I mean, we're a year and a half away from college, dog. I don't know how I'm going to afford to pay for all this stuff. So some cuts are obviously coming, and it may have to be my season tickets because, in the end, it's not like it's hard for me to go to a game. If I really want to go to a game, I'll buy tickets. You know what I mean?
So, I mean, I, Sometimes you look on that ESPN schedule and it'll say like tickets available at $7.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
And I'm young. Yeah. So, you know, it's something that I can, you know, that I've been given to customers also. Like last year, I gave it to my tons of tickets to my staff when I took over, started the gym. I started giving tickets, because I'm there. I can't get there at 7 o'clock a lot of times or 6 o'clock.
You got to give the gym a proper plug here.
Rise and Grind Fitness.
For people that don't know and our new listeners, new subscribers.
Our great subscribers. Yes.
New listeners.
Yes. Rise and Grind Fitness, the corner of Chagrin and Brainerd in beautiful Woodmere, Ohio. You can find a group fitness studio managed and owned by your boy. If you are looking for, whether it's a boot camp, whether it's cycle classes, bike boot camp, yoga, bar, we have it all. And we are the cheapest studio you're going to find. I mean, I just ran a Black Friday sale and for 10 classes for $150. And if you call or send an email to info@riseandgrind.com and say, hey, I heard on the podcast, I could get 10 for 150. We'll call it the Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast, deal. You mentioned the studio. You want that 10 for 150? I'm in. Black Friday's over, but not for my podcast listeners, Deez.
Wow.
If you listen to the Dairy Brothers,
I will say the podcast promo.
Yes, the podcast promo. info@riseandgrind.com. Or check us out at Rise and Grind Fitness on Instagram. We just put up a sweet video. Spotify Wrapped came out. I know you're not a Spotify person, but I am.
No.
They do this thing at the end of every year, and it basically is your analytics of what you listen to, your top five songs, your top five podcasts, your top five artists.
Yeah.
If you had
I've
to
seen
guess
it all over Twitter or X.
Who is my number one artist of 2023? If you had to guess.
Taylor Swift.
Very good, Deez.
Well, I mean, you become a Swiftie, your daughter's into it, and the music's good. So
Taylor jumped into the top five. I had the same every year forever. I've had the same top five, but Taylor Swift jumped up into the number one slot.
Wow.
Number two was was the Beatles. Number three, De La Soul. Number four, A Tribe Called Quest. Number five.
That was going to be my next guest.
Yeah, Tupac was number five. Tribe and the Beatles have been 1-2 for the last 3 years.
You know, Tupac is still alive. You know that, right? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So in the meantime, check us out, riseandgrind.com, at riseandgrindfitness on Instagram. And again, info@riseandgrind.com. Send us an email. Mention this podcast offer. 10 for 150 is yours. And that's on and you can check out everything we have to offer right there. Rise and Grind.
Shout out to Dr. Ben Hornstein, Center for Advanced Dentistry, by the way, CFAD.net. Dr. Ben also put a video together for executive producer's 50th birthday. It was very well done. We appreciate everything that he does, and he and Dr. Sean, the whole crew, Center for Advanced Dentistry. That's really the best dentist in Northeast Ohio. Heck, I would say in the Midwest.
I'd say America, but that's just my bias.
He's right up there. He's right up there with Dr. Robert Good in Southfield, Michigan. But me and Bob Good, by the way, will be at the we'll be down at the Fritz Chrysler Center Tuesday evening for a 9 o'clock tip between Mike Woodson's boys and whomever is coaching the Michigan Wolverines. So
just what you need, a 9 o'clock tip.
Last year I went to the Indiana Michigan State game with my buddy Joanne, and it didn't tip to like 9:20. It was ridiculous. That was East Lansing, which is even further away.
East Landfill? Are you going to be locked in tonight? We got UConn at KU, the last two national champions at 9 p.m. on ESPN.
Wait, that's tonight?
Yes, it is at 9. Jesus. How's it going tonight?
We're having a dispute here in the homestead because there were plans made that I'm iffy about. And I was planning on locking into Indiana, Maryland this evening, and I thought KU was yet tomorrow, but
nope. So we're going to work. Tonight's a great night to be home. You also got Oregon Pac-12 championship game. The last one.
Oh, that's tonight. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's exciting.
And their last game was awesome. So We'll be working the two screens. Also, shout out to YouTube TV. I officially cut the cord.
Did you?
Over. Yes.
Wow.
I doubled my speed on the internet with Spectrum and told them to take a hike on cable, and I am now all YouTube TV.
That's awesome. And it's working well. And you could get the NFL package if you want, right?
I mean, I get Red Zone. Yeah, I'm getting Red Zone with it. I don't need – who needs Sunday Ticket when you got the Red Zone?
Red Zone's just not the same anymore.
Well, of course not.
There's only one real Red Zone.
That's right. You know that. Andrew all day over that clown, Scott Hansen.
Oh.
Hey, Scott Hansen. He's
very popular.
Well, for people that don't know, can't see the inside. Maybe.
I'm going to behave today. Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm going to think of anything else Guardians related that we haven't touched on.
Here. This is
Guardians. What about our new backup catcher? We haven't talked about that.
Oh, I'm a fan of Christian Betancourt.
He always hits at our stadium.
Always.
When he was at Tampa and Oakland, we're always like, this guy?
It also harkens me back to one of my top five all-time favorite relief pitchers, Rafael the Realtor Betancourt.
Man.
God, was that guy money.
He was.
Think about him in the pitch clock era. He was the slowest worker of all time.
Ever.
Oh. Ever. Rafi left and Rafi right. Rafael Perez, 2007. Guys were untouchable.
Yeah, I might have to YouTube some 07 highlights after we get done today, just to keep my spirits up.
I do love that 07 playoff run was the best. So before we go, we would be remiss if we did not discuss the executive producer, the big 5-0 yesterday, the 29th or the 30th. I mean, turning 50. I went down to Ann Arbor for the Michigan-Ohio State game. Everyone who is a listener knows there is no bigger Mason Blue Cleveland fan than the executive producer himself. And I have never seen him so happy. Never. That photo of him
arm
up with the scoreboard in the background.
With the scoreboard, perfect.
It in the Louvre. It was a thing of beauty. But shout out to him, the great executive producer. We had a great time at his 50th birthday party. The Jer Jam, as we like to call it.
It was great. Stone Groove.
Stone Groove is right.
We walked in and there was Larry Nance. Now, he wasn't at the party, but he was.
What a talent. Yes, he was there. Larry Nance was there. And then we had some cameo appearances by the coolest member of the Fab Five, Jimmy King.
Yes.
KU's own Hunter Dickinson. And, of course, Jake Butt, the second best looking Michigan football player of all time behind J.J. McCarthy, Liza and Brooke's favorite.
What about Tom Brady? Isn't he like up there?
He wasn't that good looking when he was on Michigan, though.
when he was on Michigan, the Michigan fans didn't even like him.
How about me, you, and the executive producer? This was my third game ever. My first game at the Big House was with you, the executive producer, and Joe Morris, former running back Joe Morris.
Jamie Morris.
Jamie Morris? I thought it was Jamie and Joe.
Joe was with us?
Yes.
His older – well, Joe played at Syracuse, and Jamie obviously played at
Michigan. It was Jamie Morris, Joe Morris, and the two of us.
Really?
And the executive producer and
– That was the McNabb game.
Female companion who shall never be spoken about.
This is a lot of Ann Arbor talk.
Woo. But it was Tom Brady versus Donovan McNabb.
Well, Henson played in that game too. Yeah.
At the end, they brought in Drew Henson. Well, but that was pretty cool.
They like it was almost like a split. But, yes, that was that always is known in Ann Arbor lore as the Donovan McNabb game, because he just he ran for like a 70-yard touchdown with one shoe. Like, he did everything.
I think it was like the score ended up being closer, but it was like 35-7 when we left.
I remember. Was pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Good stuff.
I believe Mike Stone was at that game nearby us as well.
I believe I saw Jared Miller in the parking lot. Yes, I did.
We're dropping names right now. Congratulate Lauren Jabara on her engagement.
On her engagement.
This is like radio
now,
for two.
Now we're talking.
Oh, man.
I hope the executive producer enjoyed his tribute there.
this is long. Hey, you know what? You got to have fun. We got to have some fun.
Yeah, listen.
When's our next Guardians cast? I wonder what the news will be that will force us to do a show. Like, what's the next? Will it be a Class A trade?
It's going to be a trade of some sort, either Bieber or Class A. But that's my guess.
Are you in or out on Vaughn Grissom? I'm in.
If the package is Shane Bieber for Vaughn Grissom and another pitching prospect, you know, you have to look at it as, I need to know what else is going to happen in terms of the roster. Do you know what
they're
I mean?
They're not
going
to tell us. There's never.
No, but I understand that. But if you're trading Shane Bieber, I got to know that the rest of that team is going to look like a contending team. If you're telling me you're trading Shane Bieber and it's Vaughn Grissom and now all of a sudden your fifth starter is Xavion Curry and you know, the corner outfield situation is Vaughn Grissom and we're hoping he's going to be good. I can't get down with that. It's just more of what we saw last year.
The prospect pitcher that Bowden talks about is Spencer Schwellenbach.
I'm not familiar with his work.
Sounds like a kid that hangs out at Fairmount Temple. So I don't know.
I heard he wore a purple shirt and runs real fast. Naval. I don't know. Yeah. Spencer Schwellenbach, huh?
We need to fleece the Jays again. Like, we need to, I'm ready for a phone call up to Toronto to fleece the Jays with our old friends. They're in disarray.
But they're all in still. They still got.
They are, but they're in disarray. I don't know the direction they're going either. They had a really disappointing year. So
they did. That's
for the
true.
Talent that they have, I'm saying. I mean, which if anybody had a disappointing year, it's us. I mean, that was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the airport the other day and some guys noticed me and he's like, Matt Derry? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, huh. He's like, didn't the Tigers finish ahead of your team? And I'm like, that matters. Congrats on second place. I'm like, sweet. I'm like, if you ain't first, you're last, buddy. That's how I look at it.
There's no points for second place. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, you can do your victory
in the AL in the AL Central.
Right.
What's
aren't
the worst
the Twins
division?
Aren't the Twins cutting costs too? I'm reading that.
Yes, because they were part of the, I believe they were part of the Bally's deal too, and they're cutting costs coming off a season where they won the division going away. So, well, they should have
still got Correa though. That guy's a stud.
Yes. Yep.
I heard Buxton's healthy. I'm just kidding.
You know, I saw that Luis Severino signed, you know, with the Mets. I saw a stat.
13 million.
He hadn't made more than 10 starts a year for the last 5 seasons.
Yeah.
Is that nuts?
Always.
He's basically
hurt.
Noah Syndergaard at this point.
Man, always hurt. Because he's talented, but that's.
Of course, but.
Spend $13 million on a broken arm.
He hasn't made more than 10 starts in 5 years. That's insane.
But it's again, insane that's Steve Cohen money.
Yeah, well, he can shit off $13 million. No problem. Meanwhile, we can't offer a Cal Quantrill 6. So right. I don't know. And I know your stance, it offset with Barlow's 7, but something is amiss. Something is amiss.
I'm ready for a big move.
Yeah, what's that?
I don't know. You think I have an answer? Lourdes Gurriel.
Every move they make is completely out of nowhere. We never know something's coming. You know what I mean? Like all of a sudden, you remember when we traded for Brad Hand that one trade deadline? We had no idea that all of a sudden.
Great move. He had good years with us.
He was still in the majors last year. He was pitching in the playoffs for the Braves.
For the Phillies, yeah.
The Phillies. Was it Phillies?
I thought it was the Phillies, wasn't it?
I don't know. He was pitching in the playoffs, and I almost fell over. I'm like, I can't believe this guy who was cooked for 3 years. That's just more proof that if you're a left-hander, you can pitch forever as long as you're halfway decent.
Who can we get from the Reds? I'm always, you know, we're always making calls to the Reds. They probably would want Bieber, right?
Yeah, but again, that's a team that they're all the way in. Oh, you know who would look good in a Guardians uniform for outfield?
Will Benson.
Yeah.
How long has this gone? All right.
I have no idea.
It's been great talking to you.
Hey, the pleasure's all mine, D's.
Emergency pod. Here we go.
Hey, now.
We had a big Troy Chamber meeting this morning, and I immediately raced home for this. So this was good.
Well,
Good luck to KU and UConn. KU better play better than the other night.
Do you want to lock? I'd go UConn money line. I think we're very average. We have four players. We were struggling with Eastern Illinois the other night. Klingon will probably get Hunter Dickinson in foul trouble. We got nothing behind him. I mean, we have no bench. I mean, I was very excited about this season until I saw us actually play. And now I think we are unathletic and average at best, but Bill Self always finds a way to figure it out. So it's only December 1st.
Any Browns talk or no?
Hey, let's talk Flacco DTR.
Jesus. My God.
Yeah. Let's not waste our breath on Jailbird Jimmy, that guy who's counter.
Okay. Settle down. You got to remember our list.
Stop giving your money to Haslam, people.
Our listeners are Browns fans.
Criminal, low life criminal. Stop giving him your money.
Oh, man. We have a big quandary now because we've got KU Indiana in Bloomington. You and I will be there.
Yes,
my
sir.
Son will be there. Your friends will all be there. It's a 12:30 tip. Then we got Colts at 4:30. We got Lions at 8. Like,
get us a seat at Knicks. Get us a bunch of TVs
we're going to be fine, but we'll, it's just, you know,
drink some tequila, eat some food. Talking about Cuba, have some food. You know,
we got a Zagreb's reservation at 6:30 on.
A minute. That's Saturday.
Yeah.
They got TVs there.
I don't remember. I put Jace in charge of it. I told him to just, he's in
get
charge
us into the
it.
Bar or something.
I can't be.
Although, you know what? With my YouTube TV, I'll just put it up on my phone.
All right, my man. There he is. Todd Derry, right. Proprietor of just about everything in Cleveland. Rise and Grind Fitness. Matt Derry as well. The Derry Brothers Guardians cast, waitingfornextyear.com, the Evergreen Podcast Network special, December 1st edition. We'll be back. We'll be back when Class A's traded. And
Class A or Bieber, whoever gets traded first, that'll be our next podcast.
That's right. And we are out of room, out of here.
Hi, this is comedian and writer, and let's be honest, I do a lot of things. This is Dean Archipotis, the host of Whiskey Business, the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. Yes, we drink and talk about whiskey, but we do so much more with so many interesting people. For example, we talk to comedians like Greg Warren.
You know, I don't want to brag, but let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever. You know, I think the pause right there is probably more important than the word.
Amazing athletes like boxing champion Buster Douglas.
When a fighter's down and he's looking for his mouthpiece instead of trying to get up.
That's when I knew it was over.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
And yes, Bigfoot chasers.
Do you believe in Bigfoot? And if so, does he really eat beef jerky?
The Bigfoot thing is people have seen these, and I've seen a lot of compelling evidence about it.
It's Whiskey Business with Dino Tripodis. Join us for what we call a good conversation with a good pour. You really can't ask for much more than that, can you, people? Check us out at WhiskeyBusinessPod.com, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.